I challenge you to a duel.
It's the only argument I need! I don't want to talk to you no more, you...
You got a lot of nerve.
Soon you will know what it is like to be defeated.
Stop defending him, Sean!
All right, let's go.
Welcome, everybody, to the last Sleeper Wire Great Debate Show of the 2019 season. We are going into week 12, and it's about that time where waiver wire pickups are about done. You're really only picking guys up for maybe this last week of bye weeks, or, you know, streaming a defense, you're holding multiple defenses, or, you know, multiple kickers. If you're the kind of guy who streams kickers, or just handcuffs, which is probably a good idea at this point in the season. So, last one, I am Professor Chris, and with me, Rob Clutch, back on the show. Rob, how are you doing? Thank you so much for joining me for this last great debate.
I'm honored to be here. It's a fantastic journey we've taken this year. So, let's get into some debating.
Yeah, it's been fun. I think you were on more than half of them this season.
I think I actually, I think you picked me up on the waiver wire, and we rocked and rolled.
Well, that's because other people couldn't commit. Or just didn't respond on Sundays. But that's neither here nor there. We finally got to the last one. It is here. For those of you listening for the first time, welcome. Thanks for joining in for the last great debate of the season. What we do here is have a debate-style argument between two players. We get 2 minutes to argue for our player, 90 seconds for a rebuttal, and then we get final thoughts on our player. And if you like what you hear, please go to iTunes or Google Play, drop us a 5-star rating, and leave us a nice review. It does help out the show, helps people find us, and support us. Today, we finally got running backs, man. we've done wide receivers damn near every week of the season. Yeah, I don't think, did we do running backs at all this season? I know we did tight ends once or twice.
I don't think you and I did running backs at all. I don't think there's ever been running backs until now that were even noteworthy, at least two of them in 1 week.
Yeah, and that's the thing. So, you know, every week there might have been one guy on waivers that was the guy to pick up, but we never had two guys that there was an actual debate between who to pick up and who to start, who to stash, anything like that. We finally have that in the last week. So, no, we didn't just do wide receivers all season. Today, Jonathan Williams versus Raheem Mostert, and this is going to be, you know, more of a who do you need this week, the last week of bye weeks. I've got Williams, and Rob has Mostert, and Rob, you ready to jump into this?
Let's do it.
All right. So I'm going to kick it off with Jonathan Williams here. Flash in the pan, or is he the real handcuff for Marlon Mack? Let's talk this one out. Jonathan Williams was signed to the Colts practice squad in October of last year. He spent most of his career on practice squads. 3 weeks ago, Colts called him up from the practice squad to the sideline. Honestly, I'm not sure why they brought up a fourth running back, but here we are. My guess, and that's what this is, a guess. I know the great debate, we want these to be stats-based facts here, but this is my guess, is that they don't trust Jordan Wilkins to be able to handle the load if Marlon Mack goes down. Wilkins has never been great. I'm a Colts fan. I've watched him. He's not that good. Whenever Mack has had to miss a game, it's been Nyheim Hines and Jordan Wilkins in the backfield, and Hines almost always has been better, in particular for fantasy. He's certainly more electric. He's better in the passing game. Jordan Wilkins is simply a guy the Colts had to spell Marlon Mack. Let's not forget, Wilkins also injured his ankle against the Dolphins. He didn't practice at all last week. Now, this past week against Jacksonville, Marlon Mack was having a phenomenal game. Through the first 2.5 quarters, he had 14 carries for 109 yards and a great touchdown run where he had this awesome spin move to take it in from 13 yards out. Looked like he got stopped, but he was able to get it in. Well, Marlon Mack fractured his hand in the middle of the third quarter, which was a pretty big blow to the Colts offense, right? Nope, not this week. Jonathan Williams stepped in and was awesome. He had 13 total carries in the game, 116 rushing yards, and only 3 of those 13 carries were in the first half. After Marlon Mack went out with a fractured hand, Williams had 10 carries in the second half of the game, starting middle of the third quarter, and he was breaking off chunk gains. Six of his 13 carries on the day were for 6 or more yards. He had carries of 16, 17, and 48 yards. With this Colts offensive line, he was great. 12 of his 13 carries were on first or second down. He is the early down back. He also added a 31-yard reception.
So, Jonathan Williams, like you said, is he a flash in the pan? I think he is. While he looked amazing against that Jacksonville defense, Marlon Mack had also gashed him up to that point. So the Colts ended up putting over 200 yards down on the ground. They don't usually rely that heavily on their run game. Now, Jonathan Williams is also going to share that backfield with Nyheim Hines. And Nyheim Hines is the guy that I'm actually worried about with this upcoming game against Houston, as Mark Ingram showed that pass-catching backs can shred the Houston defense for big plays and touchdowns, scoring twice against them on receiving plays out of the backfield. Now, Jonathan Williams did have 13 carries for 116 yards, and you can't say anything bad about that. That is a huge average of 8.9 yards per attempt. But you can't think that's sustainable. He is very excellent when he's hungry to show that he's the guy that can take over, but he's going to have very limited time to do it. Marlon Mack is expected to miss maybe only a week after this surgery, so stashing him isn't quite the option that I want, and Marlon Mack in the Colts offense isn't the handcuff that I want to hold on to. But knowing what I know about that Colts offense, which is not very much, I would say that Jonathan Williams has the chance at any.
Let's move to Raheem Mostert. Rob, kick it off.
So Raheem Mostert is a must start when there aren't other running back options in San Francisco, which unfortunately for them has been a recurring nightmare that they've been facing. Both Tevin Coleman and Matt Breida, the two they rely on as their 1A, 1B, one of them has been injured almost every game this season, and it's given Raheem Mostert the opportunity he needs to get on the field to put up yardage. Now, he's shown that he can get out there and put up numbers when he's on the field. He had 437 yards on 74 touches so far this year, but in the first 3 weeks, he had 34 rushes for 202 yards. So he's showing that when he's on the field, he can do it, but the 49ers have to give him the ball. I know he's coming off a down week playing against the Cardinals, and while the whole San Francisco rushing offense looked very sluggish against the Cardinals, he had an exceptionally bad day. It was 6 for 13 and 2 for 14. But if you look back against tougher defenses that he's been given the opportunity against this year, against Pittsburgh in Week 3, he had 12 rushes for 79 yards. And in against Cincinnati in Week 2, he had 13 for 83. And he had 3 catches for 68 yards. Now, Raheem Mostert did not start his career out as a running back. He started as a wide receiver at Purdue, where he played that position for 3 years and basically just took rushes here and there sporadically and made the full change in his senior year. So he's still learning the position on the ins and outs, but it makes him a great option out of the backfield as a pass-catching back as well. He has 0 drops in his NFL career. Shows that he has sure hands, and while he doesn't receive the volume that he should, when he gets it, he can do a lot with it. Now, he did play against a very crappy offense in Cincinnati in Week 2, but he really helped blow the wheels off him. He caught 3 for 68 in a touchdown, and he showed that he has the ability to really break out when he's given the opportunity. He's averaging over 5.2 yards per attempt this year, and he has 5 broken tackles. The other thing he's doing well this year is yards after contact.
So it seems like we all want to get a piece of this 49ers running game, right? I mean, they've been awesome, and they can run on everyone. But here's a few of Raheem Mostert's games this season. 13 for 83 with 3 catches for 60 yards and a touchdown through the air. 12 for 79, 9 for 60 and a touchdown. Here's some others. 9 carries for 40 yards, 7 for 34, 4 for 13, and the last 3 games, 1 for negative 2, 6 for 28, 6 for 13. That's 6 for 13 from this week was with Matt Breda out. Now, there's a chance that Breda misses this week as well, but the Packers are a solid defense. Mostert is hard to trust. I mean, the 49ers have put up 24 or more points in 4 straight games, and the most carries Mostert has had in those games has been 9, and a total of 13 carries the last 3 weeks combined. That's not good. That said, I do think that Mostert is a solid pickup with Breda's injury history, but his next 3 games are against the Packers, then at Baltimore in week 13 and at New Orleans in week 14. Those are tough matchups, and the great debate here in week 12 is more of a this week kind of play, not a long-term play. Before moving into final thoughts, today's show is sponsored by PristineAuction.com. They have hundreds of new auctions every single day. Everything is JSA certified, so you know what you get is authentic. It's free to join, it's free to bid, and you only pay when you win. And right now, when you sign up, enter promo code SLEEPERWIRE and you'll get $5 off your first purchase. Visit PristineAuction.com today. That is PristineAuction.com. So moving into, moving back to Jonathan Williams here, the Jaguars, who he played last week, are 29th in the NFL in rushing defense when it comes to yards. Teams are just flat out able to run on the Jags. It's been happening all season. You know who else can be run on? The Houston Texans. They're not an awful defense to run against, but they are middle of the road, and this Colts offensive line is legit enough that they're starting to give their offensive linemen carries. They can push defensive lines around at will, and that's what they will have to do this Thursday against Houston. Deshaun Watson is an amazing quarterback. DeAndre Hopkins is an amazing wide receiver. The Colts will have to do whatever they can to keep the ball out of Watson's hands and keep the Houston defense on the field. This game plan should be similar to what the Colts did to the Chiefs. Run, run, run behind that offensive line that can get a great push to move the ball. Now, this sounds very, Chris Collinsworth-esque, but the more the Colts offense is on the field, the less the Texans offense is on the field, right? If the Colts want to win, they need to, and they need to keep first place in the division. They'll have to establish the run game, and Williams is the guy behind Marlon Mack right now with Jordan Wilkins' ankle injury. This is the last week of bye weeks, guys. This week, the Cardinals, Chiefs, Chargers, and Vikings are out of your lineups. You may need to pick up one of these guys to fill a hole in your lineup, and Jonathan Williams, certainly available out there.
So Raheem Mostert may have a tough matchup coming up, but the last time he faced Green Bay in 2018, he had 12 rushes for 87 yards. Now that defense is a little more stout this year, but I definitely think that he showed this year against Pittsburgh that with 12 touches for 79 yards, he can go out and put up a decent stat line. So if Matt Breida is out, I trust Raheem Mostert to go out and put up a decent stat line this week because he's actually recovering from that ankle injury. So every week he is removed from it, he himself becomes better and closer to the Raheem Mostert that we want to see out there and we want to start each week. So hopefully Raheem Mostert can show us he wants to be a must start.
All right, guys, that's going to wrap up for this episode of the Sleeper Wire Great Debate. And that is going to put a cap on the great debates for the 2019 season. I'm glad we finally got to do running backs. Granted, they weren't exciting running backs, but hey, we finally got to talk about them. It wasn't just wide receivers for, 10 of 11 weeks. Rob, thanks a ton for joining me as much as you did this season. And on the very last one, please follow us on Twitter at SleeperWireShow. Rob is on there at eSorbor1, and I am prof_ChrisSW. And then follow us on the Sleeper app at eSorbor and at Professor Chris. Thanks for listening, guys. Good luck in the playoffs. We hope one of these two guys can help you get the win this week and get you into the playoffs if that's what you need. Thanks for tuning in this season. Catch you guys in 2020.